Great job, sis. As God looks to our heart, so often what he will see in your mind and in your whole being is an attack straight from Satan. Satan uses filling tools. Satan has no authority over me. Satan doesn't have the authority to take my life. That's been proven. Satan, all he can do is tempt through the mind, through your thinking process. All he needs to do most of the time is that. For the greatest problems that we will find in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, in that moment in which you live, that Satan will place in your mind, and that thinking that he gives you, you self-destruct. You will harm yourself. It's the thoughts that go through our mind nobody cares. And when you think nobody cares, you add God to that. God lets us know that those type of thoughts do not come from him. God does not give you those thoughts. And I'm going to go over about four of the major faults that cause us trouble in our life. And I'm going to give you the scripture that debunk that type of thinking. It's not you thinking it. That is a vision from Satan that he applies to your mind. Now, he can do that. He's a deceiver. Not only is he a liar, the scripture says he's the father of it. Now, the father of the lie is Satan. The father of eternal life, of your hope, of your joy, of the peace, it's Jesus. We're given an opportunity. See, that's what's different from all other of God's creation. You have the freedom to choose. God will not make you serve him. God doesn't make you come to church. And Satan will trick you into not coming. You know why we unite together in church? It's fellowship. Christian to Christian. You get around all the bad personalities all the time. Guess what? You start thinking as they think. Christians have flaws. Have you ever noticed that? I noticed yours, Brother Randy. The Christians have flaws. All of us have flaws. We get together. That's why we love each other so much. Randy's messed up as much as I am. You see, that's where the love comes in. We realize the human condition, for we are in that human condition. But we also know that the liar, Satan, is out there to pull us down and to make many take their own life. Well, God said, I don't want you doing that. So I want to debunk with my word all the feelings that Satan gives you. First of all, look at the feeling of inferiority. Well, I'm inferior to those folks. I'm less than they are. No, you're not. That's a feeling that you have. God chose for you to be born. God made sure that you were protected through that birth. God says, that's my child. And God says, I want you to understand, you're inferior to no one. So the thought that comes to your mind, here's what he says in Ephesians 2, verses 4 through 6. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love, does this sound like you're inferior? Because of his great love with which he loves us. His great love. How many times have I used in Scripture to make sure that you will know that his great love that he has for us is so great that he stood back and watched his son die on a cross for you. You're not inferior. You're a child of God. He loved us even, listen to it, when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And it past tense, Randy. Oh, I like his. And he raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Jesus knows my name. Jesus knows your name. When you've given that name to Jesus, when you said, Lord, I accept you as Savior of my life, Jesus has your name in his heart with you, with him, and that's just as good as you already there. Because no one can take Jesus' heart away from you. He gave it to you of his own free will. God has a heart for you. Inferior? No, my friend. You have the full power of the Creator of all that exists at the tip of your heart and your voice. I cannot tell you the times that I've cried out in bad situations, death type situations, with bad people or with disease. And the Lord, it's not, Larry, keep crying till I come down. I finally learned something. I'm already there. Larry, call on my name. I'm right here. I'm the same one that held you when you were an infant. I'm the same one that protected your life then. I'm the same one that watched you grow up in those young years in Buffalo. Well, Larry, you might say I'm the one that wiped that stuff off your nose because you're my child. Don't you see? Each child of God, when you said yes to Jesus, I guarantee you, you find that peace. Then you have the feeling of insecurity. The feeling of insecurity. How bad is a feeling where you just don't feel safe anymore? Can you imagine Israel today? I mean, they have one of the toughest armies that exist. And for what has happened to happen, it's just amazing to me that it even was able to happen. But God says, I've got my hand on you. And they had always felt safe. You'd feel safe going to Israel. because you knew the power of the army to protect his people. But now the people are insecure. The security has been breached. The feeling of it could happen again is all around. Haven't you been there in your own life? When you feel secure in relationships, you feel secure in your family, you feel secure in your community, and something happens that breaches that security, and all of a sudden, well, it could happen again. That's insecurity. Here's what the scripture says about that. About watching after you when God is in control. Hebrews 13 verses 5 and 6. Let your conduct be without covetousness. That means you don't need to wish you had what anybody else has. For God will make sure that you'll have all you need. You got me? God says, I have you covered. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? People are afraid of other human beings. Here's what I want to try to get across. Yes, people are out there that want to do you harm. Count on it. There are people out there that don't like you. Count on it. But Jesus ain't one of them. He happens to love you. He happens to hold the keys. He happens to hold your heart. He happens to hold your past. He happens to hold your future. He's the Lord of Lords, King of Kings. He knows you and everything that makes you tick. Because he's the one that keeps you ticking. He's the one that'll put you back together when you break yourself. He's the one that boldly says to you, my child, fear not, for I am with you, even to the end of the age. Fear not, because I am in control of whatever it is you're afraid of. You call on me. Here's the point. When it gets bad enough, have enough understanding of the love of God in you that you tell God on them. You want to shake up the enemy? Tell God on them. Lord, I'm a mess and I know it. But I also know I'm your mess. And Lord, this is happening. I don't have an answer. I don't know what to do. Lord, save me. That's what he did with your soul. That's what he did when you cried out, Lord, here am I, save me. That's all it took. What do you know? Brother Randy, I didn't even have to say it. All I had to do was think it. Lord, save me. And he would. It's you with a willing heart accepting Jesus. But I don't know anything about Jesus. He knows everything about you. That's why you say, here am I, Lord, save me. Count on it. When you have a pure heart before a living God, Satan's tools don't work with you. Satan's tools are nothing but a tool that Satan can have in hell. For he's already guaranteed a spot right there. Once again, I remind you, hell was not created for you, for any human being. Hell was created for Satan and his angels. For a person to go there, they must choose to go there. So you remember that when you get those thoughts in your mind of you can't take anymore, you want to take your own life, and please, those of you who are watching or listening, listen to me. That's a moment of time. Hang in there. For it is not your right to take the life that God has given you, but it doesn't help either. It causes more. Think of the damage that that causes to all those who love you, that you think nobody loves me. Well, your pastor loves you. Jesus loves you. And you got a lot more people that love you than you think. But you have a responsibility for you and your personality and who you are to respect this body, the life that God has given you, and you use this life to glorify Him. That's our responsibility. Oh, insecure? I don't think so. For God is in control. Then the feeling of inadequacy. Well, I just don't have what it takes. Well, congratulations. Welcome to the human race. God calls me to preach. You can imagine the thoughts going through my mind. Lord, I could tell you a big story on that one. But the thoughts that will go through your mind. But then I knew He called me to preach. Now, what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with your call? You know what your call is? To be you. I mean, He does not create junk. He creates personalities that He loves and He will strengthen to use for His glory. So therefore, inadequate? Lord, I can't do this. Moses said, Father, I can't do this. He had a speech impediment. I'm sure everyone said, Moses, you're not the one for this. But God says, I've chosen you. And I'll choose those who will back you up. Aaron, I have chosen Moses. You back him up. Where he is short. See, God will not allow you to be able to do everything. You get too cocky. You have flaws. You have to recognize the flaws. When you recognize the flaws, you recognize Jesus more. Father, I can't get through this. Lord, save me. Yeah, and I've called on the Lord to save me so many times. If I'd been baptized all the times that I've called on the Lord to save me, I'd have been drowned. That's a fact. And I continue, and I will continue. I'll tell God on them in a heartbeat. Because you know, life has a way of hurting you, doesn't it? And people will break your heart. You build trust and love. And they break your heart. But you break other people's heart. And you don't even recognize it. Because any time that you don't think you're adequate when God's made you that way, then you break someone's heart that God had placed in your life. Philippians 4:13. Here's what it is. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, or who gives me the strength. I can do all things. So am I inadequate? If the Word of God says I can do anything that God tells me to through Jesus, then it is through Jesus that I want to go. It is to walk with Him. Do you not understand the privilege that we have to be called Christian? And yet the Christian name is the most hated name throughout the world today. Many times in the United States of America, the war is against the Christian. Why? Well, we talk about Jesus, a Savior who's full of love. Oh, yeah, that'll make people hate you. We talk about a God who loves us so much that He watched His Son die so we could have eternal peace with Him throughout eternity. Oh, yeah, that's awful. We talk about a God that is going to give you the strength to fight the battles of each day. Tell me why the hatred against Christ is so great and those who call themselves Christians. I'll tell you why. It has always been against that which is good. And when you stand up and you say that Jesus truly does exist, especially in your heart, the anti-Christian establishment will do anything they can to destroy you. And my suggestion to you is simple. Give it to the Lord. Father, I can't deal with this. I don't know how to fight these people, because the Lord truly does. The feeling of guilt. Here's what keeps so many Christians from standing up for Christ. And there are many that are Christian, many that will be in heaven. Yes, I believe that. But they do not have the strength to stand for Christ. Listen to me. The feeling of guilt. Here's the way it is. I feel so guilty for my past. Well, get on board. Get on board with your present. I feel guilty for my present. I feel guilty for my future. Why? Let me read something to you. Romans 8:1-2. There is therefore now no condemnation, no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh. It means you gave your heart to Christ, but according to the Spirit. You're a spiritual being. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. I'm set free. No condemnation. From who? From God. The only one that's going to matter to you when you close your eyes in death. Oh, God, they can say all good things about you, or they can say all bad things about you. But the only thing said about you that's going to matter to you when you close your eyes in death is, welcome home, my faithful servant. Welcome home. Hey, Larry Pete. I smile all the time and I tell you all this. I could just see friends of mine that have gone on to be with the Lord. Well, during the big cancer battles that I had with five different ones, and and telling the Lord, Lord, not, make him stay down there. Make him stay down there. Don't let him come on up here. He's too excited about coming. You see, I laugh at that because the Lord had touched my spirit to the point that I could laugh at the sound of death. For I realized something. Death has no authority over me. I belong to the giver of life. Therefore, when it's time for me to go, he says so, not Satan. To always listen, always pay attention, always remember. Satan's tools deal with feeling. God's Son took care of reality, that you are a spirit. Physically, you belong to him. Spiritually, you belong to him. Therefore, pay attention. God loves you. And your pastor loves you, too. Love one another. Pray for our nation. Pray for Israel. Pray for God's intervention in all. Pray for peace. But Jesus said, there will be no peace, for nation shall rise against nation. Families will fight against one another. And then he said, when it gets to a certain point in the day that he has designated, God says, that's enough. And when God says that's enough, trust me, folks, it's over. But you, as a Christian, you'll never be over. For you will be with your Savior face to face in the family of God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, dear Lord God, for the blessings, the joy of salvation, for the love that you give us, Lord. Help each of us now, Father, that we might seek your face in all that goes on in our life. And it'll be your peace, dear Lord God, that we find and always see. For we ask the blessing, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.